Dr. Phan Thi Phi Phi, who's going to speak in Vietnamese so that we can have the best dialogue here, is a lifelong freedom fighter. She's a doctor. She's someone that's been involved very intimately in the health and environmental aspects of the struggle for justice for Agent Orange victims. She represents the organization that has brought the lawsuit, of which you'll also hear more. Formal name of that is the Vietnam Association for Victims of Agent Orange Dioxin. And she's here as the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit and also to meet with people in our communities as we launch this important campaign. So I won't say more about herself because I know she'll want to tell us directly. But I'd like us to warmly welcome our special guest from Vietnam, Dr. Phan Thi Phi Phi.
First, I would like to thank you for our friend for coming here to show the friendship with the Vietnamese people.
Đồng thời cũng tỏ một cái
and also show the support for the victims of Asian Orange in their suing for justice for their problems.
Và công lý này. Các thương tổn của
the devastations left behind by the devastating war of the US against Vietnam has passed over 30 years.
Bom đạn đã dừng. Chiến tranh đã dừng. Chúng ta có thể
the bombs and the bullets have stopped. The shell has stopped. The war ended.
Tổn hại do chiến tranh gây ra.
But the devastation of the war still remains, and we don't know how many more years because of the chemical warfare in Vietnam. We have a slogan. The slogan was to fight against the Asian Orange being used. But that is not the only chemical that has been used all over the world. The chemical has been used all over in many different forms. But the most poisonous and the most deadly chemical in the Agent Orange is dioxin. And so because Agent Orange contained dioxin, so we used Agent Orange as a representative of one of the deadliest weapons, chemical weapons being used in the world.
Tôi xin phép được không nhắc lại cái số lượng hóa chất khổng lồ đã dùng ở Việt Nam.
As people who have been supporting us during the war, you must have known that the Agent Orange contaminated with dioxin has been is one of the chemical that was used in Vietnam.
Tôi chỉ xin
But here I would like to summarize some of the problem that is caused by the chemical warfare in Vietnam during and after the war. First of all, the Agent Orange and other chemical has been used in Vietnam has destroyed our forests and jungles and 90 million cubic meters of precious wood has been disappearing totally in Vietnam. The wild animal and the plants and also medical plants and also animals that has been disappearing and which until today we have not estimated how much was lost. The arable land was also being devastated so that the crop today do not yield as much as they would. So that is about nature. So in order to recover nature and the environment, our government has made a measures to replant the forest. We were met with two obstacles. First is the budget. We don't have that much budget. In order to cover 1 hectare of forest, it costs about $500.
Để trồng và duy trì một hectare rừng.
And also during the process of replanting the forest, our people were met with unexploded ordnance that caused a lot of trouble for their work.
The
second is on the health of our people. There are two major causes for health problems. The first one is reproductive health.
Rối loạn sức khỏe sinh sản. Nó gồm những tổn thương gì?
And so we have encountered miscarriages, stillbirth, monstrous birth, and congenital malformation.
Những cái dị dạng mà chúng tôi
one of the things that we have encountered is like one of the grandchild of Admiral Jumbo was a mental retarded.
Các cái tổn thương khác.
That Agent Orange was dropped in Vietnam. He's still to this day the admiral.
Yeah. Cái ông đó vẫn nói là sử dụng chất độc da cam ở Việt Nam là tốt.
Không. Chúng tôi đã trực
tiếp we met him when he came to Vietnam. He didn't say exactly like that. His son who was in Vietnam twice.
Đã tham chiến ở Việt Nam và bị.
And he has two kind of cancers.
Con trai của anh này đã bị cái.
And he died in 1988.
Do đó, Zumwan biết rằng là người đã ra lệnh dùng chiến tranh hóa học ở Việt Nam, người đã dùng ra lệnh.
Admiral was the one who ordered the spraying of the chemical, especially Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Là một cái lỗi lầm có thể lúc đầu là vô ý thức, là không có chú ý.
But that was a tragic happening to his personal family.
Thảm kịch đối với gia đình chính ông ấy. Cho nên,
and he now believes that Agent Orange has a bad effect on the health of people. I'm sorry that he also died many years ago.
Cho nên,
and so that he can't stand within our line of struggle today. The second problem that related to health was increasing of the chance of having cancer.
Ba loại ung thư mà hay gặp.
Three kinds of cancer that those who were exposed to the chemical in Vietnam were nasal pharyngeal carcinoma, and the second one is leukemia, and the third one is primitive liver cancer.
Đó là
those are the main health problems. There are many other problems. At least we have encountered the 13 major health problems related to the effect of the chemicals recognized by the Academy of Medicine of the US of America, and they have been compensated.
Người Mỹ hay là nhiều cái lý luận bên phía.
The defendants to the lawsuit claimed that there was no direct correlation between the dioxin and the diseases, and it is very hard to tie them to the crime. And that make it really hard for them to compensate.
Nhiều lý luận nữa thì tí nữa luật sư Jonathan Moore sẽ trình bày thêm.
So later on, Jonathan Moore, our lawyer, will review the argument of the defendants for you and our argument in court.
Không ai có thể là bây giờ là uống dioxin.
But I can assure you that the effect of dioxin on the health of people are real.
Nhưng những cái thực nghiệm trên súc vật, trên động vật là đã làm.
Today in science, people do not drink dioxin in order to test on people, and nobody dare to do that.
Nhiều thứ giống người, chúng ta tưởng nó bé thế, nhưng gen nó giống người.
But we have tested on animals and especially on the mice, and the mice has a lot of gene that is very close to human being.
Và tin toàn thế giới đều vậy và tin như vậy.
And their reaction to drugs are very close to human beings.
Người ta bảo chỉ có súc vật chứ còn người không phải. Chúng tôi xin nói thật rằng.
So I can assure you that whatever the reaction on the mice is also at this stage of the scientific knowledge, we can ascertain that the health problem caused by dioxin is real.
Là chuyện không thể có được. Và có một cái thực tế là Việt Nam.
There is no place in the world that has the largest lab that is testing that dioxin effect on human being like in Vietnam. In many places where there are explosion and the accident that happens, including many countries, there is no place that is preserving and also having the effect of Agent Orange enclosed like the battlefields of Vietnam.
Mà lớn nhất như ở Việt Nam. Ngày nay ở nhiều người đã phơi nhiễm dioxin trong chiến tranh.
So there are many people who do not show dioxin in the body because of the half-life of dioxin.
Bị bán rã, bị thải hoàn toàn, bị bán rã.
And they disappear in people.
Thì bây giờ còn, nhưng còn những người khác, nhiều người không.
But the illness remains and continue to have that illness.
Nó tích lũy dần và đến bây giờ nó mới thể hiện.
The victims of dioxin obviously are very poor in Vietnam.
Vì sao? Vì họ
because they are ill and they cannot work and their children is also ill and also they have to take care of their children too. The Vietnamese government and all the other non-governmental organizations in the world have been trying to help the Vietnamese, including many international governments, but the support, the assistance was so small compared to the needs of the victims of these chemicals.
Do đó chúng tôi đi kiện.
So that's why we sue the chemical company, to show that there is justice, but also there's things that is happening not only in Vietnam, but we seek justice and compassion to the victims of Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Chúng tôi tin chắc rằng các bạn
I strongly believe and hope that you support us very strongly in our effort and share the compassion with victims of Agent Orange in Vietnam. How do you support the lawsuit? I don't know how to tell you to support the lawsuit, but besides you, there are lawyers who represent us in the lawsuit against the chemical company. You can talk to them and coordinate with them to formulate a strategy to work to demand justice for the victims. We ask for your support. A little bit of money helps, but the most important thing is to work with the lawyers so that we can have enough pressure to win the lawsuit.
Để làm cho chúng ta thắng kiện. Trước đây trong chiến tranh
During the war there were 500 scientists who did some research and among them 25 of them were Nobel laureate who did some study and demand the US government stop using the chemical in Vietnam and finally they stopped it in 1971. So that we trust in your effort in this struggle.
Chúng tôi xin thay mặt tất cả nạn nhân Việt Nam xin cảm ơn các bạn.
On behalf of the all the Vietnamese victims of Agent Orange, I thank you very much.
My question is for Dr. Fifi. I read recently that in Da Nang there was a big walkathon to raise funds for Agent Orange victims. And I've met with Veterans Association of Vietnam, and they do efforts. Could you tell us a little about some of the support network in Vietnam and efforts by the Vietnamese people to aid the victims there?
Có nhiều cái hoạt động lắm, hoạt động
there
quốc tế.
There are a lot of activities.
Quốc tế thì ủng hộ ký để ủng hộ vụ kiện.
Internationally, they have a petition campaign to support the court case.
Thứ hai là họ viết thư lên cho cả ông Bush.
And secondly, they are writing letter to President Bush.
Họ gửi các chữ ký của toàn thế giới lên ông Bush.
They send their petition signature to President Bush.
Còn ở trong nước thì tổ chức quốc tế ủng hộ tiền cho nạn nhân.
The international organization will support monetarily to the victim.
Nhân dân trong nước, thanh niên trong nước, trước đây cũng như bây giờ. Càng ngày càng ủng hộ vụ kiện và ủng hộ nhân đạo, tức là làm những cái đời sống cho nạn nhân có tiền chữa bệnh rồi có tiền sống.
The people of Vietnam and also especially today the youth have been involving in the understanding the lawsuit and the Agent Orange problem and also they have a lot of activities in support of the victims by gathering money and going to visit the victims. They give money for medical treatment.
Họ cho tiền để học nghề những em mà ít tổn thương.
They give money to the younger victims who have less of the problem to learn skills.
Và cho các em tiền để phục hồi chức năng đó. Để
and then they have some treatment so that they recover their function, natural function.
Nói chung là người ta chia sẻ những cái đau khổ của nạn nhân nhiều hơn trước đây.
The sentiments toward the victims of Agent Orange are a lot more than before.
Dr. Fifi, after 1 week traveling in the U.S., you have took part in the court hearing on the 28th of February, and you meet a lot of American friends, organization, and friendship. And my question is, what about your feeling about American organization, about Chuck Weinstein? And I also heard that after this trip, you will travel to Paris for international conference on dioxin. So what will you do there? Could you tell us?
Cảm tưởng của tôi về các bạn Mỹ thì phải nói rằng là rất nhiều nơi nhiều tổ chức ở Mỹ, từ trường Harvard, trường Beth ở Maine, cũng như hôm nay các bạn ở đây, cũng như cơ quan môi trường sức khỏe, khi họ mời đến nói chuyện, tức là họ rất là muốn hiểu biết về vấn đề nóng bỏng này ở Việt Nam, đã xảy ra tại Việt Nam và tại cái tòa án ở Mỹ. Tức là cái sự muốn biết đó, tức là một cái lòng tốt, một cái sự ủng hộ Việt Nam vô cùng. Chúng tôi rất cảm động.
I'm very moved about the willing and the wishing to know the details about Agent Orange. I've met a lot of people and organizations, Harvard University and Bates in Maine, and also the organization that you are here, and also Environmental Health Foundation. They wanted to know about the details of what we know and what we think. And also, that is a great sentiment for us. I feel that it is very useful and very helpful in that aspect.
Các bạn đã bỏ nhiều thời giờ, không phải là chỉ hôm nay, mà tất cả các nơi đều muốn biết, và nhiều nơi mời nữa, nhưng mà thực ra chúng tôi còn phải di chuyển, không có thời giờ, không, thật là không thể có thời giờ để đến các nơi để nói rõ về cái hậu quả, về cái tác hại lâu dài và đa dạng của dioxin, của các hóa chất mà quân đội Mỹ hay dùng ở Việt Nam, và những tác hại đó nó còn kéo đến bây giờ, không phải ở thế hệ thứ nhất, thế hệ thứ hai, hiện giờ chúng tôi thấy là ba thế hệ bị tổn thương: thế hệ nạn nhân trực tiếp, thế hệ con và thế hệ cháu. Hiện giờ ít nhất ba thế hệ trước mắt chúng tôi, như thế là những tổn thương nó đã truyền qua gen và nó gây ra nhiều hậu quả, nhiều thế hệ. Trên môi trường thì bây giờ những cái vùng rừng nguyên sinh trước kia bây giờ chỉ là cỏ, chưa phục hồi, 30 năm chưa phục hồi.
I felt that a lot of you spend a lot of time during the cold day and sometimes in the snow to come to hear about this case. It shows that you have a strong feeling about this case and also that you want to know what's going on about this. And so I could tell you that as of now, we are going through the third generation in Vietnam affected by the Agent Orange. The Agent Orange also destroyed the jungles. Up until today, you know, they're only grass. And they have not recovered yet.
Các bạn có thể chưa hiểu hết, chưa thấy tận mắt những cái tác hại của chiến tranh hóa học như chúng tôi đã chịu đựng, đã từng trải qua và còn thấy trước mắt cho đến bây giờ.
You might not have seen the devastating effect of the chemical warfare upon people like we see it every day. And perhaps during this we can explain a little bit to you.
Chúng tôi kể và chắc chắn là các bạn tin chúng tôi.
I believe that it is natural, it is known to you also.
Và như thế các bạn, vì đi qua cái sự tin tưởng ở chúng tôi, các bạn sẽ ủng hộ chúng tôi và đồng thời các bạn sẽ tham gia trong cái việc bảo vệ môi trường mà các bạn đang sống cũng như toàn nhân loại đang sống.
So knowing us and after we talked, and I believe that you understand us better, and so together we join in order to protect the environment that we are living right now in your community and in your country.
Sau đây ngày 9 tôi sẽ đi hội nghị Paris. Ở đấy người ta tổ chức một cái hội nghị về tác hại của dioxin trên môi trường và trên thiên nhiên và trên con người, và tôi có một báo cáo về tác hại của dioxin trên con người Việt Nam.
After March 9, I'm going to Paris for a conference on the effect of dioxin on human, on the environment, and I have my own report about effect of Agent Orange on human in Vietnam.
Thank you.